This week in the parish of Bourses and Market Structure, the white heat of ice reigns supreme as SIBO has a problem keeping up with leaders like ICE and NASDAQ, judging from their recent results. My name is Patrick L. Young. Welcome to the Bourse Business Weekly Digest. It's the Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast, episode 257. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very brief reduction of highlights amongst the key headlines from the week in market structure. All the analysis of the many events and happenings from the past 7 days can be found in Exchange Invest Daily Subscriber Newsletter, the unique guide to the business of bourses sent daily to your inbox. More details at exchangeinvest.com. It was great fun to join the excellent Alison Kosick for a hit pre-market open this week on NYSE TV Live, discussing more general market stuff than the usual PLY market structure fare. You can catch the full August 6th interview at NYSE TV Live on YouTube. Over in BitCarnage, Dogbite delays jail. Ryan Salome will have an additional 45 days at liberty prior to beginning his sentence due to medical complications following a dog bite. If you enjoyed this excerpt, you may be interested to know you can read BitCarnage every day on Exchange Invest. Alternatively, if you want to follow BitCarnage, the daily update on happenings in the world of crypto and digital assets, you can find BitCarnage as a standalone on Substack. This week in exchanges, is it the prelude to a bigger tie-up in due course? ICE Bonds and Market Access connect liquidity networks to bring greater efficiency to municipal and corporate bond markets. Connectivity to provide access to deeper liquidity in the fixed income markets, went the press release. ICE and Market Access agreeing to pool liquidity strikes me as a fabulous way to lock MKTX into a future which is ever closer to ICE. Moreover, it's one of the few properties around which could be acquired, presuming it will be a while before LSEG throws in the towel on its exchange assets and allows its star market Tradeweb to change ownership. MKTX is a rather enticing sub-$10 billion property. However, now it's inching into the ICE orbit and leaves me wondering if there's a deal to do here. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly. We welcome your feedback. You can contact me directly, patrick@derivativesvision.com, with any comments. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, we would welcome you giving us a thumbs up. Or if you have time, a positive review will always be welcome, wherever you find this podcast. In results, it was a very busy week for results in the parish. All the details were in Exchange Invest Daily, the newsletter no person can afford to be without in capital markets and market structure. For the sake of this podcast, let's look at some edited highlights. If it wasn't already clear why ICE is at the top of Young's pyramid of exchanges, it ought to be pure 100% polished crystal after yesterday's results and the accompanying quarterly Jeff Stravaganza. As ever, the incomparable Mr. Sprecher didn't talk to what had happened, but offered some fascinating glimpses of what is yet to come. Oh, and indirectly pointed out another gaping hole left behind by CME in its haste to milk its monopoly. The big message of this week's results was just how acute the energy transformation is. That ought to be sending high-voltage terror sparking through every vestige of CME, amongst others. I advanced the great energy rotation thesis in one of the year-end macros in 2023 based on EI-2774 from last September 29th. Cushing crushed, and many earlier concerns, not least the initial Cushing crisis aftermath, where our critique notably differed from what the mainstream ambivalence was to what we continue to perceive as a crucial failure in CME history. The real energy rotation is a big multi-year thing, but it's working out already, and remarkably smoothly to ICE's benefit too. The metrics are simple. ICE is a global energy business, not just Brent, but also IFAD, amongst a myriad of fuel products. In the US, the Midland markets and oil alone have infinite barge stock access via Houston. Meanwhile, CME routes its delivery storage to the proven bottleneck of Cushing, Oklahoma, trading via a Cork contract dating back to when Dallas was a mega program on a then mega thing called network television. Other results this week included the LSEG, as well as a series of companies, which all were reported in Exchange Invest. In deal news this week, just one deal, Tradeweb completed its acquisition of ICD, while after over a decade of debate, media and Manila are suggesting the Philippine Stock Exchange to submit a formal bid for PDS this week. That's the Philippine Dealing System, the bond market. Exchange Invest is proud to have launched a special edition inspired by my visit to ring the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange July the 5th, 2024. My bestseller by Patrick L. Young, that's me. Capital Market Revolution, the first breakthrough book in fintech. A decade before that word held common currency, has over 10,000 new words of additional pith, placing the past quarter century in perspective alongside the original text, which has proven remarkably successful through the years. Capital Market Revolution, 25th Anniversary Edition, is published by Exchange Invest and is now available as an ebook via Amazon Kindle at a ludicrously reasonable price of $9.99, a quarter of the price of the original shorter print book of a quarter century ago. Grab your copy of Capital Market Revolution on Kindle. Meanwhile, if you fancy some financial insights with moving pictures, don't forget you can still check out the backlog of our live stream. Tuesdays, 5 o'clock London, that's 5 p.m. Midday New York time, it's the IPO Vid live show. We're coming back in the middle of September, but you can catch the back episodes for now across the month of August on LinkedIn and YouTube via IPO-Vid, as well as occasional highlights, which will be going out in our normal LinkedIn and YouTube regular slot at 5 o'clock London, midday Eastern on a Tuesday. Our finance book of the week this week, The Wealth Elite, a groundbreaking study of the psychology of the super rich by Rainer Zittelmann, represents one of the most comprehensive modern day studies of the super rich. It's an empirical study which investigates the link between personality traits and the creation of enormous wealth. In fact, in IPO Vid 116, Rainer joined us to discuss The Wealth Elite, and a fabulous show it is too. Go Google IPO-Vid or find it on YouTube or LinkedIn for that show number 116, all about The Wealth Elite, our book of the week this week. And don't forget, if you want all the news on the bourse business sent daily to your inbox, subscribe to Exchange Invest via exchangeinvest.com. It's only $375 per user per year to join the exchange of information. In product news, the globalization of natural gas gains momentum was an excellent white paper overview by ICE Futures Supremo Tribu Bland, outlining a key trend in energy markets 25 years on from LNG being essentially non-existent as a futures or traded product. It took mass electronification to open up a realm of new benchmarks, not just the granularization of oil by quality region, but also the whole gas exchange traded derivatives complex. In technology, the early week kerfuffle in stock markets brought multiple platform problems. IBKR reigned supreme with total uptime, but Robinhood, Fidelity and Charles Schwab all suffered significant issues, including downtime. Over in regulation, the CFTC, hooray, has exempted additional Singapore-recognised market operators from SEF registration requirements. This is great news. The CFTC shows intelligence towards regulatory cooperation around the world where the European Union has discredited itself over its Brexit approach. Then again, it's not as if the European Union is really competing with the US markets anymore, other than the heads of the deluded in Brussels. US senators have urged the CFTC to finalise ban election betting. Well, it's actually a very narrow group of senators. It's a group of very left-wing Democrats. And those Democrats, who are, well, fundamentally a group of American politicians who don't understand markets, the digital world and the future prosperity of America. Apart from that, they're pretty spot on, of course. Then again, they are writing to the discredited party poodle, supplicant Democrat and discredited chairman of the CFTC, so it won't be hard to see which way the wind is likely to blow here. Perhaps we can write a letter to the CFTC, musing on the irony of a CFTC chairman and senators who all loved FTX a year or two back and are now worried about people seeking to influence elections through open markets. Or perhaps it's just a question of disintermediation. The senators, the congressmen, they want the money direct to them, not being placed on an open, public, level playing field market. Career news, Raymond Wong has been appointed as Managing Director, GH Financials in Hong Kong. Raymond Wong recently resigned as Hong Kong Exchange's European head and has replaced Sharon Shi, who left to run CITIC Futures International as MD, and therefore now Raymond is going to be MD of GH Financials Hong Kong. Wilshire Indexes have announced Courtney Scharf as Global Head of Commercial Strategy based in New York to help deepen Wilshire Indexes' commercial engagements and broaden strategic partnerships. Congratulations finally this week in career pass to Peter Linardos, who, as well as being our IPO Vid 044 guest, the topic of the discussion was the C-Suite Speaks. Having left OSTC a few months ago, he will be working from Florida with much travel in between in the future at the Seven Ridge-backed Quant Institute Data Enterprise as CFO. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, think about 50 years ago, shortly after 0700 hours on August the 7th, 1974, Philippe Petit stepped out onto the roof of the World Trade Center South Tower and onto a one-inch thick cable stretching 140 feet across to the North Tower. The audacious walk was the stuff of elfin safety nightmares, even for the 1970s. It was, frankly, rather edgy. Petit made 8 crossings between the twin towers with a balancing pole and a drop of 1,360 feet. He then stepped off the wire. The wire had been shot, incidentally, across with a bow and arrow from one tower to the other and was promptly arrested. In a delicious twist of the irony, Petit was released without charge, provided he gave a free show in Central Park for the local children. And on that mysterious and magnificent note, thank you for listening to this Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast, number 257. Join us daily via exchangeinvest.com, or if you have a new exchange you'd like built, get in touch. My name is Patrick L. Young, and I wish you a great week in life and markets. This show relates to the business of bourses. It is not to be construed as investment advice, nor are we making any investment recommendations. Please consult an investment advisor before you make any investments, and for goodness sake, do your due diligence and do not make investments without complying with the regulations in your home state. Exchange Invest cannot be held responsible for any investment decisions made as a result of our program, which is for entertainment purposes only. The material herein is copyright Patrick L. Young at the date of publication, while our music and sound effects are sourced from copyright-free sources. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly, the exchange of information.